The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Morning, Sovereign Minds. Maybe I need to turn mine up a little bit. No?
Maybe.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself.
I can't hear myself
either. That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're on the air. Good morning.
Just be careful.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Heck yeah.
There we go. Wow. So we have a pretty... good show today, I think. Happy Labor Day, I guess, is tomorrow. Man, I'll tell you, there's so much going on. I can't even keep up with it all.
I don't know if you say Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day? I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with the crew. I got my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
We got Cyber Dave.
Good morning.
And we have Cyber Dave's wife, Edith.
Hello.
You might need to pull that microphone down. Vertically challenged.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking everything is like screwed up here, man.
I still can't hear myself.
That's weird. Yeah.
Everything's weird because...
We might just need to turn them up on the knobs down there.
Yeah, you guys sound great over here.
Yeah, okay. I turned my knob up. There we go. That's a little
bit.
Oh,
you turned your knob up?
That sounded weird.
Will you turn the red up, please?
It's getting weird now.
That's weird.
Okay,
no.
Red.
No, wow. No. Still nothing. No. Oh, now we're getting there. Yay!
Okay, so let's see if we can get Dave up.
I'm good.
How come I got louder when you
turned? Turn it way the hell up.
Wait. You're turning him up, and mine's getting louder. What the heck?
I don't know. Everything is completely weird, man, because now my file that I opened up is not opening up all the way, so I got to shut it down here. And it's just like, really, anything else can go wrong here?
Jonas.
Well, I can hit a couple stories here.
Go ahead while you're doing
that.
I'm going to get this thing up and running because
well,
I got a couple of links
couple
here.
Of
now, go for the announcements. Whatever you guys want to do. There
well, I know Frankie would like me to get this out there about Pisano Days 2021 coming Friday, September.
You got to say it right. You got to say it's a Pisano Day.
Okay, September 17th.
Okay.
Saturday, September 18th at the South City Park in Reading.
That's a motto for you. Okay. What else you got?
So, you know, if you can't go out and support that, there was something. They're having spaghetti. I see my sound went away again. So sorry.
I don't know.
You
man.
Know, of
it's
course,
like the
there's a bunch of
gremlins here.
And there's, you know, going to be booths and crafts and food and spaghetti and all that good stuff. So go down and show your support for that.
I'm starting to get
And then also remember, 9/11 will be coming next Saturday, and we're going to have a barbecue at the park. So come join us from 11 to 2 out there. We're all going to be out there and having a good time and remembering, not just having a good time, but remembering it's been 20 years. Since 9/11, so come out and show your support for that. Again, we'll be out there from 11 to 2. And if you want to help before that or after that clean up or, you know, help set up, you can come out there earlier or stay later.
There you have it. Okay. What you got, Dave?
Well, on a serious note, We have the Taliban is hunting Americans, says California mom to be left behind in Afghanistan. The American, who just got married and says she is pregnant, says she wonders if she will die in Afghanistan. A pregnant woman named Narisa, a California native, flew to Afghanistan in June to visit family and to get married. As of September, she remained one of the estimated 100 to 200 Americans left behind in the chaotic withdrawal of the U.S. forces, according to a report. Now that the U.S. military is gone, the Taliban is hunting Americans, she told the Voice of America. I think to myself, am I going to make it home? Am I going to end up living here? Am I going to end up dying here? What's going to happen? Nasera, 25, who asked to be referred to only by her first name for safety reasons. Apparently, there, the Taliban, going door to door trying to see if anybody has a blue passport, she said. And these are reports that I've been getting all week long from different folks that are saying the exact same things. However, we're hearing the numbers are a lot higher. So, for instance, everybody who worked with us at our U.S. Embassy over there, 1,800 people that we left behind, the people that have their retinas and their fingerprints that were scanned over there, if you're queasy or at all, like, this is bad, what's going on over there. There was a gay couple that was trying to get out of the country, and they were tied apart, and they ended up having the guy that ended up getting away, one of them, and the other one ended up being chopped up in pieces and tossed into the street, and told that we're going to find your lover next, and we're going to do the same thing to him. This is what's done here. But yet we don't see any of these gay advocacy groups at all that are working to get these people out. But we see people like Glenn Beck and the Nazarene Fund that are accepting everyone, people who want to get out and people who need to get out and people who are being hunted down right now. And these reports of people going door to door, these are just awful. We were listening to one today from a woman who fled Afghanistan, who knew the system well and knew how it worked, and also who knew how it was back in the 90s. She said back in the 90s they would have crates to where the Taliban would end up locking people up and locking them inside of crates, accusing them of charges without food or water, and they'd die in there. And her auntie's husband died in there. And this is all very serious, very sad stuff. To see Biden come out and say that this was a resounding success is a slap in the face and an insult to our servicemen.
Oh, this guy wouldn't know what a resounding success was if it kicked him in the gonads. Wow.
Pretty sad.
It's sad. I mean, and, you know, I mean, it's treason. It really is. Nobody wants to say it, but that's what we've got going here, and everybody knows it. All right, so I want to kind of turn our guns, so to speak, to bear on local politics here for a few minutes. Well, okay, we could do COVID.
No. Which part of the local politics do we want to hit first?
Oh, well, I guess we could go with the dumbest, I guess, first, you know. Well, wow, I don't know. They're running.
That's a tough call.
So, you know, I was looking at some stuff, and, you know, so we got our local Marxist journalist who thinks she knows anything at all. Saying that evidently now it's the scuttlebutt is that the red, white, and blueprint project is now supporting Joe Chimente. And I'm gonna let me get this clip up here first. Let me get this up here first. And all right, okay.
No.
Well, when you read the the missive that they wrote, which is kind of interesting. Okay, got it. All right. So what they wrote was that because the RWNB is fine with Joe, then she's not. And what? So it's like it's the same old Trump syndrome derangement. Now it's the you know, the local supervisor board of supervisors derangement.
It's the same thing. It basically is, they're now calling it Trumpism and otherwise to just try to stir people up. And it's these small few percentage of people. I mean, you have like 2% of people that are actively disseminating all of this information and all of this hate, all this vitriol, all this anger. And I mean, it's often been said that if Trump cured cancer, you would have the left that would be defending cancer and on the side of saying...
Well, what that tells you, they have no principles. They have no morality. It's about power. It's about opposition. It's about anything but common sense. And so one of the questions in the chat room was, what shall we do? Shall we advise people to sign the recall against him? And I'm thinking, hey, let's get these guys canvassing for us. I mean, let's just tell them that we like Joe now.
Joe's awesome.
And then we'll give them all the petitions. Go out there and get all these signatures for Joe, you know?
But they'll forget what they're doing when they get out there because somebody has to tell them to go to the door and knock and everything. I'm just saying, you know? They don't have a brain.
I mean,
have a brain.
You literally can't make that kind of crap up. How screwed up are you when it doesn't matter, you know, what the whole recall's about? It doesn't matter, you know, all it matters is that there's the right and the left. Well, the left has been supporting this opposition to the recall from the gate. Now all of a sudden, because they think that we might like them or red, white, and blue might like them, that all of a sudden they're okay with it?
That's the way it works.
I guess. And then you got Shasta backward. Is it backward or forward? Forward. I'm sorry. Forward. Okay, so Shasta County residents have, this is the ad they've been putting out. Shasta County residents have been misled or just plain lied to about the reasons to recall three Shasta County supervisors. I'd like to know what those are. These guys are always throwing mud with no specific.
What, lie?
Exactly. Which lies are you talking about, you guys?
Yours?
You know, I mean, the fact that we're under investigation, the fact that, the recall has been getting dark money and, we're laundering money. All these allegations with zero credibility, zero proof, zero backing. There is no investigation. You guys are morons. But we're the ones that are lying, right?
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, this is Jay Leno right here. As of this last week, Jay Leno says you either accept cancel culture or you die. Veteran late-night TV host and comedian Jay Leno says he will be dropping jokes that may run afoul of the Me Too movement, stating you either change with the times or you die.
Woke, go broke.
Uh-huh. Leno is suggesting comedians will have to curtail their content if they want to survive in the entertainment industry in the era of wokeness and cancel culture. When I do a gig in Utah and they'll go, look, we don't want any drug jokes, we don't want any sex jokes, I go, okay, I'll cut those out. And I'll do something else, Leno said during a recent Zoom call from Los Angeles home, according to a report by the Los Angeles Times. But this is the way they are. I mean, we're going to basically turn around and take everything that might offend anybody and remove it. You might as well just close up comedy. You're not funny at that point.
We're going to let me go on farther with their ad. The truth is this. This is the truth from their ad. Joe, Leonard, and Mary are just two cops and a rancher.
Whoa.
And as conservative as it gets, that's why the Marxists have been backing them from the start. That's why Leonard went out there and showed our other local Marxist bomb thrower how to get a restraining order. How the DA is charging Carlos Zapata of the Red, White, and Blue Project with several charges that I'm telling you, if they make them stick, it's fixed because the guy didn't assault anybody. Looking at the camera, looking at the witnesses, we'll see what happens in that trial. That's going to jury trial because he wouldn't plead to a lesser charge because
he wouldn't say he was guilty.
Why would you say you're guilty of something you're not? Because then they would just smear you in it. They would say, look, he says he's guilty. The only one that I can find guilty of anything around here is Leonard Modi, who was convicted by the grand jury of malfeasance. Oh, I'm sorry, misfeasance. And so they're just two cops and a rancher, and they're just conservative. Then why does everybody in the freaking county know they're a rhino except them? Or maybe they're just lying.
Of course. I mean, basically, if the way politics works, you end up seeing all of these people are just straight up lying to your face.
So let me read the rest of the sentence here. Their issue, our issue, the issue with the people that are doing the recall, which, by the way, is gathering more and more steam. And I think they're starting to try to soften this up a little bit and do a deflect, a spin here, is that they're starting to understand that the recall's not going away and the signatures are being gathered, and we've already got one of them in the bag.
Yep.
Okay? And there's other issues there. I won't get into that. Their issue is not that is with the state. Our issue is with the state, not our local leaders. They have protected us and kept us safe and open. Are you freaking kidding me?
Who has?
Well, the two cops and the ranchers.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's why they
were. How did they do that?
Because they kept the state office while they were coercing and intimidating and going around and telling people that they would turn them into the state. Yeah, they kept everybody open and safe. Are you kidding me? These guys are absolute liars. Almost slipped there. Sorry.
Hands over the button.
Yeah, he's like the ninja button guy.
So this is something that we see constantly. So Breitbart, he ended up having a situation with Anthony Weiner, to where Anthony Weiner was going out and sending pictures of
Weiner's gotten leaner.
of his appendages.
Oh, say that word again.
The Weinster.
And so it's hard to take you seriously sometimes.
Sorry.
So he's sending out pictures of his appendages to people.
Is what?
Appendages.
His appendages.
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Well, one
now?
Specifically, the third leg.
Wow, is he deformed?
Gross.
So anyway, they start accusing Breitbart.
Yeah, he's deformed, all right. I'm just saying. That's a true statement.
I should just stop on this point and just not go here anymore. Anyway, they drag his name through the mud. They drag everything else.
They dragged his name through the mud?
Breitbart.
Oh. Okay.
They made him out to be a liar.
So they didn't drag Weiner through the mud, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they made him out to be a liar. After that, for this campaign from everybody, including Fox News, came out against him. Well, he's in there at the moment when Anthony Weiner's looking to go forwards for his press conference, where he already has a pre-written out script denying everything, as we see from all of these guys. So he gets there up to the podium. And Breitbart goes to him and says, hey, you guys are going to stop your smear campaign on me because I don't want to ruin your family, and I have the photos. I have the pictures.
Funny how he all of a sudden died, huh?
Well, what was interesting on this is at that point in time, you had Anthony Weiner that ended up crumpling up his script in his paper, and he issued an apology right there and said, yeah, it's true. This is what actually ended up happening and occurring, and I'm very sorry for it. For my family and for everybody else. And then all of a sudden Breitbart is in the clear. But before that, they just want to run a smear campaign on everybody and claim, oh, it's all just lies, it's lies, it's all made up. It's the same type of crap we see right here.
Well, it's up. So this is for our, I got to play this for our local journalists and our local boards of supervisors that are being recalled. This goes out to them. This is my.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Yeah, that's for what is that called? Some kind of a cafe? I don't know. it's just unbelievable. I mean, I'll tell you, we went from attacks to we're criminals.
So now we're a death cult. Did you know that?
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, cult. What's her name? That's in her article. You know?
Oh, we're a death cult now.
Yeah, we're a death cult.
Who's died?
Well, you know, we just all teamed up and... Don't you see the bodies everywhere?
I guess if we open up a lemonade stand, they think we're in Guyana with the Jim Jones guys, huh?
Well, now that we're a death cult, I think we should play that video, the Disease Street video.
Let's save it because I got to get it up. My computer was slowed down, so let me see if I can get it up.
All right, I emailed it to you.
They're calling us the death cult, you know, because we don't want to mask and get vaccinated and being locked out of the chamber.
I'm so glad that you brought that up.
And all of that, you know?
I am so
glad. We are so bad
because that you brought that up.
We, you know.
Here, we've got to listen to a couple of new bombshells. Okay, so this bombshell is from not even a right-wing organization. This is from The Hill.
Oh, I've got one from CNN.
Okay, you probably do too. I'm sure this is... Okay, so here's the bombshell from The Hill, which is anything but a conservative organization. Are we ready? Let's go with this. Here we go.
A bombshell study released last week shows those previously infected with SARS-CoV-2 have natural immunity that offers 13 times more protection against the Delta variant than vaccination alone. The findings are from Tel Aviv. They followed over 700,000 people that were broken up into three different groups. Those who were vaccinated with two doses of Pfizer, those who had recovered from a previous infection, and those who had recovered and received only one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Now, the study found that those who had recovered from COVID were 13 times less likely to end up reinfected, concluding that natural immunity confers longer-lasting and stronger protection against infection, symptomatic disease, and hospitalization. Now, though the researchers did see some increased benefit for those previously infected who also received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine, the researchers concluded the difference was statistically insignificant. So why would those who have natural immunity have a more robust immune response? The researchers hypothesize that it's because of B and T cell memory and the fact people who recovered from the virus are exposed to the entire virus, not just the spike protein the vaccines expose the body to. The study is yet to be peer-reviewed, but the findings are consistent with other studies and public health data. In July, the Israeli Health Ministry released data showing that of the nearly 850,000 Israelis known to have recovered from the virus, there were only 72 instances of reinfection, showing those with natural immunity were 6.5 times less likely to be affected by the Delta variant than those who were fully vaccinated. In May, the World Health Organization found that the immune systems of more than 95% of people who recovered from COVID-19 had durable memories of the virus that remained fairly stable over time, only declining modestly at 6 to 8 months after infection. Also, six studies, which encompass nearly 1 million people from Qatar to Denmark to the U.S. Marines, all found that the range of reduction of reinfection from COVID-19 was between 82% to 95% and found that naturally induced immunity resulted in extremely low rates of hospitalization and death in the event of repeat infection. Now, in the beginning, I said this was a bombshell study, but the reality is this shouldn't have been a bombshell at all. Conventional science has always held that previous infection results in robust immunity against reinfection from various viruses. However, for some strange politicized reason, for the past year and a half, this scientific fact has been hotly debated here in the U.S.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, millions of people. I mean, come on. It's science, man. Come on, man. I mean, these guys ignore anything that doesn't go with their narrative. And their narrative is falling apart. This study in Israel, they didn't just study, you know, five people on the corner. We're talking 800,000 people. We're talking a million people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what we see. I mean, it's basic science. It's really, really rudimentary. When
it
you
is.
End up seeing that they're saying that you have 13 times more immunity from getting the virus naturally than getting the vaccine and longer lasting, I think it said six times longer lasting, this is not rocket science. When it comes down to it, a virus has to mutate by only one thing with the vaccine, spike protein. If it does that, it essentially makes the vaccine worthless.
Absolutely. Oh. Thus, why you need booster after booster after booster.
Well, now they're talking about two pills.
Yeah, well, it destroys your immune system.
And who's making all the money off of that?
So they're going to keep getting sicker because it destroys your immune system.
Right.
That you never get back. It's not like, you know, down the road, yep, I'm good to go.
Well, I have another clip here from a guy that just won a lawsuit at Georgetown University on this exact subject. So
okay, with that, we're going to go to a break, I guess. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round and they gazed in wide wonder
the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients, tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Be a good thing. Learn how to love and forget about hate, you know, kind of like those guys, the local Marxists.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've had a brain fade.
Okay, before we get started, I do need to make a correction about this coming Saturday, 9/11. It is going to be from 9 a.m. to 2.
Okay.
Operation Never Forget.
So you made a mistake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course. I admit to my mistakes.
I don't.
No.
All right.
They have a term for that. I'm just saying for some folks.
Captain Narcissist, is that what you're saying?
Hey.
Go ahead. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. My volume okay?
Yep, you're fine.
Volume's good.
I always ask. It's always hit and miss. Hey, a couple of issues. We had a really nice meeting last night from some local folks called Uniting Liberty, and they have a website, unitingliberty.org. So basically, they're coalescing, gathering, and continuing to get local groups together that are separate, but that have the common purpose, freedom, liberty, everything. So really good meeting last night. A lot of networking. They're starting to put together their own calendar to include all of the separate groups so that they can have like a one-stop shop for calendar. And it is on that website. I just checked. That calendar is there. More folks coming together for the common cause. So excellent. And that's continuing. And that's only going to make all of our efforts stronger. So very good. I missed you guys there last night. And if you have any questions,
I was working actually.
Me too. I got a deadline I got to meet. There,
yeah,
so.
I got a corporate deadline on the 15th. Yeah. I had somebody up from the Bay Area. I worked till like 6-7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Well, Red, White, and Blueprint was there filming, so hopefully they'll have some good pieces in the next documentary on
Hey, Rich, before you move on. If you want to have some of those people get a hold of us, we can put them on the radio and start making...
Or the podcast,
and we can start doing this even more. Get it out there more to the people. Have them get a hold of me.
I will. And then related to that, yes, I will. Related to that, there was a 70-year-old man there from Russia. He's been in the U.S. for 20 years. So his first 50 years of life, he lived under communism. Can you imagine the conversation I had with that man?
I know those conversations.
Does he want to bring it here, too?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was saying, you guys are just about there. Well, actually, his words were, you're already here, you just don't know it yet. I said, no, some of us do, the majority of us do not. But, no, I agreed with him. He would be a really, I tell you what.
He could tell
some stories.
Yeah, see if you can get that.
No problem.
Yeah, get him on the podcast. We're going full Rogan now. Yeah. You know that, right?
No problem.
So, I am trying to get a hold of him to see if he's willing to do that. And thank you for the offer. Yeah.
He could
do great. Anyways, any other questions on the event? And then I have one other item.
Okay, go ahead.
You got it.
So the other item is the Intermountain Fair. I applied for a recall table there about 6 weeks ago or so, well before the deadline. And then last Monday...
They turned you down, didn't they turn you down?
No, I never got an answer. Let me finish. So, so last Monday I called and I'm like, hey, looking for an answer to my application for the booth. And the girl says, well, I thought you already talked to Brent. Brent is the fair manager up there who I had spoken to before. And I said, I talked to Brent. He told me to put in an application, which I did, so I'm calling because I've had no answer. And she said, well, can you just call, let us call you back? I said, no, actually, I would like my answer in writing. And you know what she said to me? She says, well, things are so crazy around here, I'd rather just call you back. And then she never called me back.
Imagine that.
So we still have had no official answer by phone or otherwise, and the fair is almost over. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
It's not surprising. What would have happened? I wonder if you would have just went and set a table up.
Just go set a table up, yeah.
Well, it's almost over now, but, yeah.
Well, allegedly there's some cliff boarding warriors up there. Don't know how they're doing, but anyway, so that's about all I have today.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And pass our information along to those people.
All right, thanks, Rich.
See what we can do.
I got the second ad from Shasta Backwards, and... we support our firefighters and first responders. Wow. And I'm thinking, just like you did in the car fire, you went out and protected your property with county resources while everybody burned. I've been out almost every road out there in that car fire district, and there's half the houses missing because they all got burned up because these guys protected them, right?
And is this the same people that took the CARES money and inflated their
those guys.
But
they support everybody because they want everybody to support them. Wow. They wouldn't lie about that, would they?
No.
They're not liars, are they? Do they lie on a regular basis? Do they ever tell the truth? Just questioning things here. Jeez, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, we support everybody. Right. Including yourself.
While you go
out there and fill up your generator with the sheriff giving you rides back and forth, and then you give him a position down there that was never there before as assistant, county whatever manager.
Having the fire department and stuff come directly to your house. I mean, okay.
Hey, what's wrong with that, man?
Why everybody else?
Well,
is
grandma.
Dead,
well,
oh,
well,
yeah, like
well,
grandma.
Yeah, well, grandma's out there wondering, you know, where she's going to live.
Yeah.
Now, I've been out. I'm seriously. I think about this. Makes me so mad. Oh, we're supporting all these. Yeah, like the guys that are out there trying to get their permits. Like the guys, $40,000 for a water permit, $20,000 for a building permit. Guys are out there still living in their trailers. So a lot of them have given up. A lot of for sale signs out there. You know, I mean.
And we heard at one point there was like 80% reduction of the people out there, you know, as far as homes and living there and everything. Hello?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's
Gee.
A lot.
And why do we have, why are we having such a hard time getting signatures? Maybe we're not from the guys who actually live there.
And why would we want to question the Board of Supervisors for what the
it's
way
the
they
state.
Acted?
You're being, come on, it's the state. Come on, man, it's the state. Really?
Oh.
Okay, we got to move on because I'm getting angry. Okay.
They don't listen to the state with anything else, but they do.
Oh, sure they do. I mean,
when it comes to money or, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, that last Board of Supervisors meeting, kind of an implied threat that, you know, Mr. Modi's, well, I was down at the state. They're going to go after you guys that don't do this. And it's not us. You know, but they're going to go after you. That's not an implied threat. That's not like he did it. It's, oh, it's them. It's like saying, well, the cop's going to beat you up even though he works for me.
Hmm. Yeah, because I give him the order to go over there and beat you up.
He's out of control. You know, it's not my fault. All right, so let's go with we got two things. We got the comedy. Let's go with the immunity thing, and then we'll go with the comedy thing. All right. So here, this is another report. This is a lawsuit that was won in court not too long ago about immunity. Okay, and this comes from this is from Christian News. Okay, so let's listen to this.
And joining us now is Todd Zawicki, George Mason University Foundation Professor of Law. Todd, thank you for coming on Faith Nation tonight. I see you made news when you fought George Mason's vaccine mandate and you ended up winning. You stated that you're not in the anti-vax camp. Tell us why you feel the mandate was wrong and why you didn't need the shot.
Well, my case relies specifically on me, which is I got COVID back in March 2020. It was no fun. Nobody needs to tell me not to get COVID again. And so I'm very conscious of this. And if there had been a vaccine back then, based on what I knew, I would have probably gotten it. I would have been a lot better off than getting COVID. But the reality is now I do have COVID. And it's very clear that once you have COVID and you've recovered, you've got natural immunity. And the evidence is clear now. It used to be that it was at least as good as vaccine immunity. It quite clearly now is better than vaccine immunity, as we saw in this study that came out from Israel this week, that showed that those who have been vaccinated have a 13 times higher risk of infection, 27 times higher risk of symptomatic infection, 8 times higher risk of death than somebody with natural immunity like me. And so I was very careful. I got my antibodies tested. My immunologist said my antibodies level was comparable to somebody who had just been vaccinated. And so I don't need the vaccine in order to protect myself or those around me. And the final thing I'll say is the evidence is also very clear that those who have had COVID and recovered are at not just the same risk of side effects as anybody from any vaccine, but we actually have an elevated risk of side effects. So it really is all of, none of the benefits and all of the risks plus more of somebody who might actually benefit from the vaccine. And so based on that, I argue that I should get, based on my natural immunity, my demonstrable natural immunity, I should be exempted from the university's vaccine mandate.
Todd, along those lines, dissenters say the jury's still out. You just mentioned that Israeli study, a number of studies are touting natural immunity. What do you believe that means for calls supporting vaccine passports and vaccine credentials?
It's completely ridiculous. There have now been 15 studies of to compare natural immunity with vaccines, and all 15 have shown that in the range of 90% to 95% protection, which is what the mRNA vaccines are at their peak. And now, as we know, they wane very quickly. Another study from Israel found that vaccine protection wanes 40% a month. Natural immunity wanes 5% a month. And we know that it's much better than the more mediocre vaccines like Johnson & Johnson, which even in the clinical trials was only about 66% protection. there is literally no doubt about this anymore. It's also very clear that natural immunity, as we saw in the Israeli study, is very resistant to variants such as the Delta variant because it recognizes the entire protein, whereas the vaccine is only used to target this narrow spike protein. And now we're actually vaccinating people against a spike protein that is now extinct, and not only now extinct, it's been extinct for several generations of variants. And so natural immunity has proven itself on this. And as we see more and more breakthrough infections throughout the country, there are more breakthrough infections in a month. There are 35,000 breakthrough infections a week is what the CDC estimated. There have been more breakthrough infections just this spring than natural immunity breakthroughs in the entire world.
It's science, man. Okay, and then they say, well, look, all the hospital here is filling up. But they just forgot to tell one little part of that story. They don't count you as having been vaccinated if you're in within the 14-day period. You get vaccinated, and they don't count you as being vaccinated till after the 14 days. Mm-hmm. So if you get vaccinated and get sick right away and go into the hospital, they say, he's unvaccinated.
Well, here's the other interesting tidbit on that. These people are constantly saying that there's no beds available. Well, they're not actually saying it based upon just the beds in the hospital. They're saying it based upon the nursing staff that they have or don't have. And during this shortage right now, we're seeing a lot of nurses that are losing their jobs because
they're won't do the mandatory vaccine.
Right, because of the mandatory vaccine. And then and you come down to the passports. And this is a big point that you're hitting right here. You know something? What the hell is this really all about? If the vaccine don't frickin' work and they make you sick and it causes more infections and it's not as good as a natural immunity, then what the hell is this whole frickin' charade about?
It's obvious. It's the Great Reset. You have Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, came out just this week and said, hey, we're going to start applying all of the things that we've learned and done with COVID-19. We're going to start applying that to climate change, and now they're starting to gear up for climate change.
And then you got the morons that you could rub their nose in this crap in the middle of the front lawn on the steps of the Capitol. They go, I don't smell a thing.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but don't they understand that the more you get vaccinated and the more you do the boosters,
yeah,
the more it makes it grow and it just keeps going. It's never going to go away.
So now you're hooked on their freaking vaccines and their boosters, and they're making billions. In the meantime, they take over everything, and everybody does what they're told because this is really a power grab. Let's not think about that. It's science, man. I would rather sit in my own little world of imagination being spoon-fed pablum from the government and the government media frickin' lapdogs. But everybody else is crazy but me.
But look at that science.
Well,
that is true science there because it shows what is happening with it.
Well, right here, I've got this wonderful right-wing media organization that I love to just go to for all of my news and all of my information because they are so far right. CNN reporting as of September 3rd.
Slap him! Slap the fuck!
More than 80% of Americans 16 and older have immunity to coronavirus, blood study finds.
Wow.
More than 80% of Americans 16 and older have some level of immunity against the coronavirus, mostly through vaccination, a study of blood donations indicates. The study led by Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yeah. Also indicates that about twice as many people have been infected with the virus than have been originally counted. So we already have 80%. What was that, Fauci? We gotta reach 80% and stop the droplets before we reach herd immunity. All right, well, we're there. Everybody clap your hands. It's over.
You need to do that
in kind of a
Jewish sort of a voice.
No, it's not. Come on.
On that note, we should play that video.
Oh, we are.
Disease.
I'm there. Disease Street. Here we go. This is called Disease Street, and this was actually screened by Dave.
it's pretty clean. I heard it.
I'm just saying.
I also heard it too, so we're good.
I'm just saying. I wash my hands of this.
All right, Pontius Pilate.
Wow. COVID-19 in the building. I don't have it. I am COVID-19. Come on. Show me some respect, Z Street. kind of a big deal. I'm a rock star. All over the world. Now I finally made it to the big time. Made it to the big leagues. No one believed in me.
Morning, neighbor.
Who are you?
Spanish flu. Lived here since 1918.
I'm COVID. Kind of bigger than you. So, adios, amigo.
I don't speak Spanish.
Welcome to the district.
Mr. and Mrs. Herpes.
Oh, call me Oral. This is my wife here, Jenna Dow.
I'm COVID-19. They're herpes. A little below me. All right, so adios, muchacho.
You're supposed to be from China. Do you speak Chinese?
No, but I do the voice pretty well.
I wouldn't.
All right.
Look, you entitled prick. You think you're so cool. You infected a bunch of grandmas. Newsflash, grandmas die anyway.
Did you see what I did to Italy? Real Italians hate me. They can't stand me. That's why in Italy they call me the Oliver Garden.
Again with the Tom Hanks.
I would have sealed the Hanks deal.
Everyone always brings up that I couldn't kill Tom Hanks.
I would have killed Tom Hanks.
No one can kill Tom Hanks.
I would have gone full Philadelphia on him.
Saving Private Ryan. Sully, Finding Nemo?
Tom Hanks was not in Finding Nemo.
Whatever, dude. All I'm saying is he's unkillable. He's like five dads just mushed together.
Hey, what's good, Spanish flu?
Hey, people.
How you doing, man?
Good. Met the new neighbor, COVID-19.
Oh, okay. I Googled you once. Yeah.
B-Plate? This is the Black Plague?
Wait, Black Plague, you think the B stand for black? No, the B stand for bubonic.
I mean, people call him the Black Plague. That's what it's called.
Shut up. Whatever, man. Come on, rabies. He can't even kill Tom Hanks.
All right. I can throw out a cheer for that.
Adios, amigo.
Bye.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's Disease Street on Disease YouTube Street. If you want to spread that around. I was really surprised. So I found that one, and it's only got like 8,000 views on it. And it has been out for about a year. And the quality on it's great. The beginning of it, it turns around and shows COVID-19 and then says, as produced by China.
And the producer's Dr. Fauci.
They're at the crossroads of disease in Kibosh Street. Oh, boy. All right. So moving right along. Let's see what else we got.
In the nature of just absolute insanity, San Francisco to pay high-risk people not to shoot others.
I wish I was lying.
Wow. That's an actual headline.
September 2nd, Timcast. A new program in San Francisco will pay high-risk individuals to not shoot anyone in effort to combat the rising gun violence in the city. The Dreamkeeper Fellowship will pay 10 individuals who are high-risk of being on either end of shooting $300 a month to not be involved in such crimes.
Keep voting Democrat and defund the police! I mean, it's
wow.
Like,
wow.
These people are, there's something wrong with them. These guys sit up there, I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi is down there in the district stepping over the piles of crap, right?
But the right-wing people are the ones that are so violent that a Proud Boy known as Tiny got shot in Washington at the medical freedom protest. He was so violent, he got shot. It's kind of like how Ashley Babbitt did such a good job at that insurrection, she died.
Yeah.
But yeah. They're the violent ones.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. These people are insane. You know, so they don't look at it. Fact, you know, it's like I got this Candace Owens thing we'll play after the top of the hour. And it really says a lot about what we're talking about. It says that these guys are so screwed up from disinformation that they wouldn't, you know, they don't know what ends up. That, you know, like my dad used to say, they don't know whether they're punched or bored. I mean, they don't. They've been fed so many lies, they can't separate the lies from the truth. They can't separate reality. There's no filter. There's no discernment. There's no discrimination. You know, they're like a metal detector that they took the discriminator out, and everything's gold. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely stupidity.
They don't want to. What we see is we have society that has been conditioning people constantly to think and behave exactly the way they want. And so there was a study that was done on chimpanzees to where they ended up having a chimpanzee that would end up going up this rope and getting some food. And you had another chimpanzee that was in the room, and they would spray him with a hose every time this other chimpanzee went up. So he beat the crap out of this
other chimpanzee.
And then they put more chimps in. And then after that,
so it turned into the Lord of the Flies, only with monkeys.
Mm-hmm. And they started basically beating up any of these other chimps that would go for the food. And then the interesting thing is they conditioned these chimps so much so that they brought all of them out of the room.
They just start beating each other.
Yeah, I was going to say,
and
yeah.
The new ones that came in, the ones that had never been sprayed by a hose at all, would beat the crap out of any chimpanzee that went for that food, despite the fact they weren't spraying
them
anymore.
They just jump in with the crowd.
This is what we're seeing with cancel culture. This is what we're seeing with the attacks on the right. Oh, you're right wing, you're automatically a fascist. When literally these are the people, the same people saying punch a Nazi are saying, where's your papers? These are the exact same things. Literally fascism right now, right before our eyes with what they're doing. And
But you're the fascist.
Yes. They call you the fascist.
While they do fascist things.
Bingo.
I know. It's classic. I mean, it's the classic deal of everybody else is to blame but the guys who are doing it.
Well, and to that note as well, we have this clown show Biden that goes on and talks about what a resounding success it is. All right, well, between August 13th and August 29th, more than 35,000 veterans called the VA's suicide hotline, and it's surging constantly from our guys that were over there that see this as abysmally as it is, to see that we abandoned that airport with more land strips and more places to be able to get these people out, completely defensible, and they let this happen.
Yes.
They let
the
Taliban.
Not to mention the fact that they just armed our enemies.
The Taliban called them up. The Taliban literally called them up. When the president flew out, the president of Afghanistan, he flew out of the country in the middle of the night without telling his staff. The Taliban called our embassy and said, hey, somebody's got to take control here. Are you guys going to take control of this until the time is done, or are we going to go in and take it? And he said, go ahead.
And, now this morning I saw on mainstream media, they're trying to even tie COVID into that. How sick are these people?
Well, it's
with
it's
Afghanistan, really?
The thing is that you know, they have so many people that will believe anything they say.
Well, and as of today, this is today's story. 4 Pakistani paramilitary guards killed, 20 injured in suicide blasts near Afghanistan border. This is not going to stop. We're going to see this continue to get worse. Our media is not covering the fact that they're going door to door in the streets
killing
and
people.
Executing people and executing anybody with blue passports. He left our people and the people who helped us for 20 years to die.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, our administration has served America on a platter for these people, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's an abandonment.
According to them, everybody's out. Remember? Everybody got out.
Except the guys that didn't.
Yeah.
People believe
that. They believe that there is nobody left and that's not going on like they've said.
Mm-hmm. Some people
totally believe that it's all okay over there now.
Well, some people will believe anything. You know, there's the old saying of, you know, there's 3 kinds of people. You know, those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and then those who wonder what happened. And that's what you got out there. These guys just tell me what I'm supposed to think. And then everybody else is the lemming. Everybody else is the lemming. They're running off the frickin' cliff, and everybody else is the lemming that's fighting the crowd. You know, kind of like your monkey study. Only, you know, we got lemmings and monkeys, and I'm sure we could do a comparison with something else. Like, you know, what's the dumbest animal out there, you know?
And we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The top Republican of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says some Americans who have been trying to get out of Afghanistan since the U.S. military pulled out are sitting in airplanes at an airport ready to leave, but the Taliban won't let them take off. Congressman Mike McCall of Texas says there are 6 airplanes at the Mazar-e-Sharif Airport
with American citizens on board along with their Afghan interpreters, and the Taliban are, quote, holding them hostage right now. Elsewhere, U.S. lawmakers are raising concerns about the impact on U.S. standing around the world following the stranding of loyal Afghans in Afghanistan.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas lamenting the U.S. abandonment of tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters and their families.
Who were approved for a visa, who were vetted, yet who were left behind.
Former Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network the tragic final chapter of the pullout is sending a message around the world.
The other countries in South Asia are watching this. The Gulf states are watching this. And our enemies are watching this.
Talent says the fate of nearly all Afghans who assisted the U.S. is sealed now, as all are likely targets of Taliban retribution. Bob Agner reporting.
The Coast Guard says cleanup crews are responding to an oil spill in the Gulf.
The spill appears to be coming from an underwater source at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick seen in aerial photos taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So far, the growing slick appears to have remained out to sea and has not affected the Louisiana shoreline. The Coast Guard says the likely source is an undersea pipeline owned by Talos Energy. The company says it's hired an oil response group that's placed a containment boom in the area and sent vessels to conduct oil recovery operations. But Talos says it doesn't believe the oil is theirs. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders. You know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Grove, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal or Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Grocery stores are bracing for snack shortages.
This Labor Day weekend, grocers across the U.S. are scrambling to prevent potential disruptions in the snack food supply chain. At issue is an ongoing strike at the company that makes Oreo cookies, Ritz crackers, and other snacks. Retailers are stocking up on products and canceling discounts on items like premium saltines while the strike drags on. Ken Lorman reporting.
There appears to have been a coup today in the nation of Guinea. An army colonel seized control of state television and declared that President Alpha Conde's government had been dissolved in the West African nation. An announcement that came after hours of heavy gunfire near the presidential palace. In dramatic developments today, there are no reports as to where the president might be or what his condition might be. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Tyson Food is offering paid sick leave for the first time to its frontline workers.
It's part of an agreement that secured union support for its mandate that all U.S. employees get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. 75% of its 120,000 U.S. workers have now been vaccinated. Workers have until November 1st to get vaccinated, but the agreement with the United Food and Commercial Workers provides for medical and religious exemptions. Tyson Foods is among the few companies with a large frontline workforce to impose the vaccine mandate so far. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 5th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including comedian Bob Newhart. He is 92 years old today. Actor and singer Carol Lawrence is 89. Olympic gold medal figure skater Yuna Kim has 31 candles on her birthday cake. Actress Raquel Welch has 81. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Look,
Donald Trump isn't as bad as they say he is. Really only trying to make America great again. The Bible's just a book for people scared to be atheists. Did we land on the moon? I mean, maybe they faking it. The earth could be flat, the presidents could be aliens, and Americans might even be nicer than Canadians. Unpopular opinions got us caught up in the craziness and hating one another, but we're all just homo sapiens. Someone's always gonna hate you no matter what. Might as well just be yourself and let people think you suck. Opinions are like buttholes, everyone got one they cover up, and all you gotta do is follow through and you yelling if you don't give a f- I ain't letting anyone piss in my cornflakes. Stay the hell on my face and I will stay out of your way. I know that life is cruel and lately it ain't fair at all. You hate your job, your phone is lost, there's evil men and racist cops. Yeah, I don't care if you're black or white or gay or straight or old or young or smart or dumb or where you're from or what you make. The only thing I care about is living like I'm not afraid of dying while I'm sleeping, so I seize it when I'm still awake. We're so angry.
Yeah, that's the newest from Tom McDonald. Yeah.
That one's actually been out for a little bit, but that's Buttholes from Tom McDonald. I think the newest one from, we should probably play maybe tomorrow or...
I thought that was the newest one. I just got that this morning.
Dummies is the newest one.
No, I saw. We played that one last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. I hadn't seen this one, so I don't know. I mean...
Oh, he's got a lot of them.
He's got two new albums that he just released yesterday. And so I'm assuming that this was part of that. I don't know.
It might have been a re-release.
It might have been. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what's on the albums at this point. It might be a best hits or something. I don't know. Greatest hits. But I do want to get on to this, Candace Owens. This is about 5-minute clip. This is definitely worth listening to. I wanted to play it last week, but for some reason we were having technical difficulties and I couldn't get it up. That's a joke.
My mic wasn't on, but I was laughing.
I was just leaving it alone. Really?
Well, you've been saying wow. Not get it up all day. Are you okay?
Yeah. We started talking about Anthony Weiner. And,
oh, I know, yeah.
Just saying. Okay.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. Yeah, you should.
Just leave it alone.
But you don't want to actually give them what they've been saying this whole time to where you're married to your sister.
Yeah.
And all that.
Cut their mics. Cut their mics, okay? We're not doing this. Okay, so here we go.
We are.
Let's do Candace Owens. Okay, Candace Owens. This is the title of this, and I've posted it on the Facebook page, is Candace Owens, Pull Your Children Out of Public Schools. I think she's articulated this about as good as I've heard, and I think everybody should listen to this. Here we go. You ready? Yeah, I got to hit the button. There we go.
What are the children actually learning in school today? Well, first and foremost, they are learning that America is a fundamentally backwards and racist country. They are learning that it is a good attribute. It is a virtue to hate your country. It means you're educated, you're woke. They're learning to undermine their parents. They're learning that their parents are also backwards, and they're a part of that antiquated, old, backwards American culture that needs to go. They're smarter than their parents, which is interesting because right now, I believe we rank somewhere near 37th in mathematics, our children, and getting worse. They're learning that breathing is a crime, that they're diseased. They're learning that they themselves are inherently racist if they have white skin, or inherently oppressed if they have black skin, or if you're like me and you have a biracial child, I don't know, somewhere in between. Maybe half privileged, half oppressed. So I'll ask the question again, why are your children still enrolled in the school? And I want you to think about that and answer honestly. The answer, if you're being honest, is because there's nowhere else for them to go. This is a babysitting program. You're probably thinking, Candace, where else would you like me to send my children when we have to work? Me, I have to work. My father, my spouse, this father, we all have to work. So what do you want me to do with my children for 6 hours a day? That is what the government wants you to think, that you have no other options but to send your kids to school for free. By the way, it's free. It's free daycare. It's not free. It's costing your child's mind. Right now in this country, the state is winning. The Department of Education played a very slow game. Maybe it started with some feminism, right? Climb the corporate ladder. Why are you staying home and making dinner, right? Women, what are you doing? You should want to be just like a man. Get to work. Get a 9-to-5. Get a title. Get a C title. Be the CEO of a company. You are winning as a woman if you are just like men. Climb the corporate ladder. And now, all of our children are orphans. Now, we have no other option, right? Because we have to go to work. The state played a very slow hand. If you're sitting here wondering, what do they want? What's the purpose of this? I think about this all the time. Why would the state actively want to create a bunch of children who know nothing, who are failing at mathematics, who don't even know science, right? They're being told to, at the same time, trust the totalitarian science that tells them that they have to mask their faces, but also not to trust science like biology, which tells them that there are two genders. They have kids running around thinking there's 26, 27, infinite genders. They can be whatever they want when they wake up. They're actively teaching children to know nothing. And why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because what the government wants is a bunch of passionate idiots. They want useful idiots. That is the reason why right now in this country we have never, listen to me, ever handed out more degrees. And yet the kids every generation are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. I'm talking about standardized tests. You can look at them. The kids are getting dumber and dumber according to standardized tests, which is why the government is saying we need to do away with standardized tests. It's a form of racism. It's backwards. To even ask children to sit down and to grade them is a backwards white supremacist system, because they don't want you looking and realizing that actually your kids aren't coming out any better or smarter, but they are coming out woker. The point is for them to be a part of the system. The point is for them to get to college and to be convinced that because they are holding a meaningless degree in gender studies, in LGBT studies. Have you checked, by the way, what you can major in? It's incredible. It's incredible what kids can major in today. Nothing like the hard academics of yesteryear. Don't think these kids are signing up because they want to learn about engineering. Nope. Now the bulk of it is environmental policy, idealisms. These kids are going to school and they're getting degrees. And when they come out of that school with a degree in environmental policy or a degree in gender studies, they are met with the real world. And those kids will realize that they can't make any money. Mm-hmm. And that they have become a part of a system that convinced them that if they stayed in school, they would be smarter, they would be better, and they'd be successful. But actually, no, it turns out that nobody needs a gender studies major when something breaks down in their house. So they graduate college and they have no means to make money. You know what that turns them into? An angry person.
Mm-hmm.
A person that hates their country. A person that thinks that there's something fundamentally wrong and backwards about America, especially about capitalism. Because look, they did everything right. They stayed in school and they can't make any money. They don't know how to change a tire. They don't know how to change a light bulb. In fact, the kids that they were convinced were stupid, you know, kids that went to trade school back in high school, they're making more money than them. How is that possible? This is the system that the Department of Education has intentionally created, because they know that what happens next is those kids that are super bitter and angry, they go out and they become the Antifa thugs that you see on the streets,
mm-hmm.
the Black Lives Matter thugs that you see on the streets. The idiot professors that teach the kids the nothing that they know, because all they could become was a professor in the nothing that they ever learned. The gender studies programs. That is what is happening right now in the education system. We are intentionally churning out useful idiots.
I would say useless.
So I will ask you the question again. Why are you sending your children to school? There is a lot going on in this country right now. Let me tell you something. This is the most important battle. The battle for future generations. If we do not win this battle, nothing else will matter. Nothing. None of the arguments. Nothing will matter. If these kids grow up and they belong to the system, America will fall.
I think that was one of the best things I've heard her say.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's right on point. It's absolutely true. Anybody that has an eye to examine the truth will see that it's true. And that is going to have, see, part of the problem with these people is that, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If you have to question what you believe in, you know, that's tough. Because all of a sudden you got to look in the mirror and go, I've lived a lie. It's hard to do a paradigm shift because I've been living a freaking lie. I mean, my whole life is, I've been taught a lie.
Well, and to this note, the education system, what was your experience with the education system? Because I was homeschooled and I graduated at 16. You were public school. And once you started getting into the world here and seeing what it really was.
Okay, so I'm like since maybe last year, last half a year.
I wasn't laughing at you.
More.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was laughing at the chat room. It's like the degree.
I firmly believe that we should at this point, because they're useless, abolish public government schools.
Yep.
There's no...
Talking to the microphone a little bit better.
All right. There's no use for them at this point. They're not learning what they're supposed to be learning, the trades to have an actual job, life skills. They're not learning any of this. I went to public school, and it wasn't until I actually left public school, graduated, actually got into the real world where I find out nothing that I learned was useful for real life.
Yeah.
The history I was told was a lie. The math, like, they're changing the way math was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true what you're saying. And to prove our point, you've got Project Veritas this last week that came in and caught this idiot, this useful idiot teacher, and boy, the backlash. If you haven't seen that that school board, I listened to the whole school board meeting, which is obviously too long to play at this point. I'm going to probably cut it up in segments and bring it back. I do have one of them here that I want to play. It's about a two-minute clip.
I actually have the quotes from those that I could just read from them.
Well, let me play the clip and then read the quotes from all of them.
But before we get into that, while we're on this topic, so we're homeschooling our kids, and we put together a plan for our kids. And the reason why I wanted to point this out is our kids are going to have better lives than we ever did from the get-go, based upon what we're doing. So we're going through an unaccredited school that is legal in California to be able to do anything we need to do with our kids.
That's good.
So we're getting them on all the basics. But by the time our kid is about 9 years old...
How old are your kids?
We have a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
And so...
Boy, girl?
Two boys. So here's the interesting thing. So they're going to learn all the basic studies. They're going to learn the math. They're going to learn the science. They're going to learn the history. They're going to learn the Constitution. They're going to learn all the basics. But then next up, we're going to start teaching them typing. And by about 9 years old, there's a program called Free Code Camp.
Right.
And we're going to get them coding. And so you can become a full-stack developer through that process. It takes about 2 years, and then you start doing actual work for nonprofits. Right. And so that's going to be part of their studies to where they're going to be programming applications.
You never know. They could be Elon Musk, for that matter, you know?
Well, here's the interesting thing on this. A full-stack developer at the base salary will make more than a Ph.D., and they're going to be making their fallback position in life will be $96,000 a year.
You know, again, I'm a pro-business. I'm not a pro-employee. I think the secret to everything is going into business for yourself. And we've had a couple of conversations about that. But getting some skills that are marketable no matter where you want to go is the deal. And we've done the same thing. Our kids, we pulled them. We're not doing it. We've got them going to different places. We're homeschooling them. And then we have people that are coming in and helping us teach them, that are teaching them their rights, the Constitution, all of that stuff, because you can't depend on the, you know, let's take them and teach them critical race theory that basically
to hate themselves. Public government schools are indoctrination camps.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't put your trust or faith. You shouldn't be co-parenting with the government.
So, So think about this for a minute. With what I'm talking about right there, my kid, by the time he's 14, is already going to be ending up building applications, building websites, making these things that are actually a real job. He'll have a book of business. He'll be able to go into it for himself if he wants to. His fallback will be $96,000 a year. And in addition to that, his other studies can be welding. It can be wood manufacturing. It can be building things as projects that we end up doing to where he learns how to use these things. Instead of going to these schools where they just indoctrinate your kids with this useless information.
Yeah, and all you do is know how to criticize everybody else and call names.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, yeah, we didn't go to university. I mean, I don't think a lot of people went to university that didn't get indoctrination. I mean, Thomas Edison, did he go to university? I don't think so. I have to look. There's a, you know, so
most
going
of these guys,
to,
I mean, Bill Gates dropped out of college.
Going to a university doesn't mean you get educated.
Well, in fact, most of the millionaires nowadays are not
Right. You don't get indoctrinated. And in other words, learning is very valuable. To have the arrogance, the misunderstanding, frankly, the stupidity to think that the only place you can get learning is a university, you're a moron. Because, you know, you can get the best teachers, on YouTube better than you can going to the university. Mm-hmm. So, and there's studies. I've paid tons of money for a lot of the information that I've got by going to private courses, guys who are leaders in their industry, guys who are the best in their fields. They tutor people. They have private education. I don't care whether it's accounting, tax work, attorneys, all of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to a university, but anymore, you're not getting an education, you're getting an indoctrination. And anybody who thinks otherwise doesn't look at the numbers.
I was going to say that. I'm not anti, education. No. Like, they'll probably say, oh, you guys are just anti-education, like I keep hearing. But do you really believe that the schools you're sending your children to are educating your children? They're not. They're removing everything else that's useful for life, like,
yep,
educational things that are useful to survive and succeed in life.
And all these other guys, it's like all these other guys are like, neener, 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 you don't got an education. What?
I make more money than the people that have educations. I mean, our kid is going to come out of freaking high school with a full book of business, and all the jobs that he's doing, we're going to put that away in an education fund for him. So if he wants to pursue some higher education, he can do that.
Absolutely.
But he also is going to be able to collect some of that and learn for himself how finances work while he's still in the house.
A lot of the money that has been funding these higher education has been coming from
China,
Marxists, global bankers, global people that want to, basically rule the world through Basel, Switzerland or whatever. It doesn't even matter. But they have a lot of strings attached to this money, so they control what is being taught in the schools, whether it's Berkeley, take your pick. But I do want to play this clip because they got caught. Project Veritas caught them in the high school down in Sacramento. Okay? And, I'm not sure. Let's play this, and then we'll go to Terry. Okay, let's go to Terry anyway. Let's go to Terry now, and then we'll play the clip.
Uncle Terry.
All right, let's listen to Uncle Terry. What you got? Are you there, Uncle Terry?
Yeah, I'm here, and I think what you guys said was spot on. I mean, I would say that Rush Limbaugh arguably is the Benjamin Franklin of our era, and he only had a high school education.
I dropped out of high school and went back. I got more learning from not going to school by going to private courses. Like I say, paying people in the best, were the pillars of their industry to teach me things. And I learned a lot more that way. And I would venture to say that, these people that go to the universities come out and their degrees are degrees of shit. I guess I can say that.
You did.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Terry. Sorry.
Well, talking about feces, actually, tomorrow we'll be doing the podcast. I don't know if you guys talked about that or not.
Yep, we have.
The Facebook pages are up, so maybe Linda can announce where those are and the links for those. We're working on getting the link up for Mountaintop Media.
Oh, good.
Should be pretty good shows tomorrow, but hopefully by the end of next week we'll have everything to where people can, of course, go to several different places, including Mountaintop Media, and watch the podcast, and of course we'll archive them, et cetera, et cetera. I have to say that, Edith, you were talking about education, and I know you guys have two young kids, and mm-hmm. there is a group with the Tea Party Patriots that they've just started a group of young moms, and they've started a group across the nation, including the group in Georgia, where there was 1,100 moms and dads that went to the school board. They actually got two of the school board members arrested for violations of the law, for violations constitutionally, and for violations of the Brown Act. There was a lot of things that happened there. And if you'd like, I can go ahead and get you that information and get you hooked up with them.
Yeah, that'd be good stuff.
Cool.
Because I think for you two, that really would be great. What's happening in our country, especially county-wise, is just it's atrocious. And I think that I really truly believe after a meeting we had last night with groups, all kinds of different groups, about 40 people, all kinds of different groups, and we talked about what's going on, and we all agreed that the only way we take back our government, the only way we take back our country, the only way we restore our rights is starting locally. And I'm, you know, Mark and Linda, you guys have been amazing. Linda, I don't know how we could do the recall without you. Mark, you and your wife are just, Linda Billingsley have just been great on the signatures and with all the help that you give us legally, and all the help and guidance you give us. I really want to encourage people to listen to those podcasts on Mountaintop Media. We're about a week away. It's an amazing thing. And I think that people are really going to be excited.
Cool. Awesome. I've got the pages pulled up, Terry. I'll tell them where to go on Facebook, and then we'll just keep doing this, and we'll go full Rogan.
All right, brother. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. So all have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
See you then.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Let's do this. Clip here, and you know, I want to. This is a school down in Sacramento, in the Thomas, I think is the name of it, high school, and Project Veritas. Go look it up. Did a sting operation on these guys, undercover camera, with this guy, and this guy admitted exactly what we're talking about. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So let's hear from one of the parents, and then you can tell us some of the other parents what they said. And let me get this unmuted here to make sure that it comes up. Okay, we ready to go, Travis? All right, here we go.
My name is Christopher Orr.
Thank you.
And you guys fired Gabriel Gaib today because y'all got caught yesterday, you know? Okay, we, as people have mentioned, this guy had an Antifa flag on his wall. He had Chairman Mao on his wall. He was indoctrinating these kids every single day. He was abusing them, scaring them every single day. Where the hell was the principal? Where were the vice principals? Where was the other faculty at this school? Where was the superintendent? Where was the rest of the district? Where were you? You know, he was fired today. Why wasn't he fired a year ago? Why wasn't he fired 2 years ago? Why did this go on for so long? Why are you only doing anything about it now?
Because he got caught.
Exactly. Okay, and you guys, you're going to be held accountable. This is because of you. Okay? Gabriel Gaib is a symptom, not the sickness. The sickness is in the district. It's in the school. It's everywhere. And people are sick of it. We're aware of it. We know what's going on, especially now, and we know what you're doing, and we're not going to let this go. You can't just fire this one guy and then just call it quits, and it's done. It's not done. You're going to have to do something about this. We want the policy of the schools, the written policy change. We want you to follow the rules you're already supposed to be following. We want an investigation. As other people have mentioned, we need an investigation of this, a criminal investigation by an unbiased third party, not an internal investigation where you guys will let yourselves off the hook. Mm-hmm. Okay? You have to be held accountable. Now, you could get ahead of this. You could do something about it. You can actually care about what the people in your community and the parents of these students that you're supposed to be taking care of, what they have said and what they care about, what they want, what the law-abiding citizens of this country and this community want, or you can just double down and hide. It's not going to work because we'll be back. We'll be back. We're here today. We'll be here next week. We'll be at every freaking board meeting that you guys have. Okay? You have to do something. Do something now.
Yeah, this is what's scaring the crap of all these guys, these local idiots, it's nationwide, statewide, is we're done.
They're losing the narrative.
That's exactly right, and we're not going away. We're showing up at every board meeting, we're showing every week, because we're not going away. That's why the Board of Supervisors is afraid of this movement, because everybody would say they didn't like something and then they wouldn't show back up. Mm-hmm. We have been going to board meetings for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're not going away. We're never going away. We are going to be the citizens that are controlling their own government. That, you know, we are the citizens that you have to rule with our consent of the governed. We are the people. If we don't consent, you're not going to govern us. You're going to govern us according to what we want, not what a bunch of Marxist idiots.
Sorry. The way it's supposed to be. That is right. The way it's supposed to go, and squash the nuts and making it that way.
Now, there are guidelines that they have to follow, that we have to follow. I guess we got to go to a break.
I can't see it. The reflection is
really
bad. Yeah,
I've got a bunch of stuff that I want to add to that, too, as soon as we're done.
But, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Yes, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I think we do more on the break than we actually do. yeah, it's crazy. But,
hey, I want to let the listeners know there is no Board of Supervisor meeting this Tuesday, but I also want to remind people we do have a night meeting, kind of. It starts at 4 p.m. on the 21st.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the special meeting.
The special meeting. So just to get it out there, you know, we've been asking for a long time. It's not really a night meeting, but it may be a start.
Well, where are we going to go? You want to read some of the other comments from the parents on that last thing before we move on? Because I want to talk about some of the jobs report and stuff as well.
That one wasn't so much the comments from the parents, but the actual comments of this teacher guy that got fired. So,
oh, yeah, well, I guess you could do that too.
Oh, he got fired. He was really nice, wasn't he?
I didn't hear are these comments before or after he got fired?
These are the comments that showed up on the actual video transcribed.
Okay, yeah,
so
the
you
one,
can,
okay, yeah,
you
the
can
one he
watch
was
the actual
yeah,
things.
Okay,
but he says, I have an Antifa flag on my classroom wall, and a student complained about that. He said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this Antifa flag is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable. So if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values of this. maybe you shouldn't be... annihilating. Ah, oh, crap. I can't even go there right now.
Okay,
but then he wasn't happy when he started to feel uncomfortable when the parents were...
Okay.
Yeah, he got really uncomfortable
yeah,
when he was
really
confronted.
Yeah, he got really uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, calling, telling the kids that he was going to scare the F out of them. And,
yeah.
And,
so I actually had it right the first time. Maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this Antifa flag is antithetical to. Gripe told the interviewer, I have 180 days to turn students into revolutionaries, he added. The district released a statement shortly after the video was released. Yesterday, a group released an undercover video that has been covered extensively. In this video, a teacher at the Ingram High School was recorded sharing his educational approach that is disturbing and undermines the public's trust. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This dude has a freaking picture of Mao in his classroom.
Yeah, and I guess, see, these guys, they're like, well, they were taught in college that Mao was a great guy. He was all for the people. The fact that he killed like 100 million of the guys that didn't agree with him, well, I got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Well, going back to the can't even think for themselves, a lot of them, they just like him because of his picture on their T-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
These days.
Oh, Che Guevara.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah.
You know,
what
the fact that he murdered a bunch
guy.
Of gay people and everybody that came in contact with it to disagree with him. There's kind of a theme here with these communists, with these socialists, with these Marxists, what they don't get. Anybody who disagrees with them should die.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they say. I mean, and that's what they do when they get power.
Well, and now we have another one. It's a Colleyville, Texas principal on leave after CRT accusations. The Colleyville Heritage High School principal, James Whitfield, was put on paid administrative leave Monday, more than a month after he was placed at the center of a critical race theory debate. Kristen Snively, spokesperson for the Grapevine Colleyville School District, confirmed the move in an email. Snively did not provide information on the reason for the decision or whether the leave is indefinite. She said that the district will not comment further on the situation because it's an ongoing personal matter. So this is what they do. They put this guy on paid leave and say, hey, wait over here until the storm has passed, and we'll go ahead and bring you back. I mean, that's basically the way
we
see
this. We want him fired.
Yeah.
But you know what is good to see is you're starting to see across the board everywhere parents getting involved with the education, seeing what's going on, and starting to stand up and speak out to what is happening.
Well, part of this
goes to
the economics, too, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, over time, the government has made it harder and harder to make a living with their inflation. Mm-hmm. Things cost more and more and more. So it used to be when I was a kid, only dad worked. And then it got so that you had to make ends meet, and mom had to go to work. And pretty soon, nobody was staying home with the kids. You put them in school, and then they have to work more and more and more and more. And so nobody's guiding them at home. Everybody used to have their mother there to go to the school board meetings, to go to the PTA to see what they were doing. So that's what they did.
This is absolutely correct. And what we see is this is brought on by the government taking on all of these laws and all of these things saying, oh, we're going to go ahead and cover all this student loan debt. We didn't see the college tuition be as high as it is right now. Back then, it used to be a dad at a normal job working at Ford Motor Company could pay for his kid to go to school, room and board, for 2 weeks' pay. Now, it's a year's pay, And then in addition to that, you end up seeing that you have all of these stupid things that you can major in that if you had to go to a bank and say, hey, I want to go get a gender study education, they'd say, yeah, it's probably not a good investment. We're not going to do that for you, buddy.
Right, because it's stupid.
And you know, the thing of it is, the government's not supposed to be in charge of the education system, period.
Okay.
So they're not supposed to have anything to do with it.
No, we go back in, but I don't want to get too diverted. And can you pull up the Mountaintop Media website and post it on Facebook for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I want to get the plug in. I didn't forget. I got the sign up on.
I can't see.
I know, but so Sovereign Minds on Facebook. You can go to Sovereign Minds. It's just a big S with a blue S. You know, big blue back. You know, like a baby blue black ground. Oh boy, try to say that. Baby Bubby Bunkers. It's just a blue S. And you can go there, and then the Jefferson State of Mind, you can go there and like those pages and start promoting them. It's Jefferson State of Mind, and it's got the Jefferson State still with a double X. So with that said, I do want to move on to the economic stuff. We've got about 20 minutes here. And let's talk about the jobs report, and if Linda can get that up. I don't know where to go on the Mountaintop Media thing because it was kind of a weird deal.
Yeah.
And
if
you can get that up and then just post it on my Facebook page, and then everybody can post it from there, that would be awesome.
Well, and they're already trying to spin this as going to give a boost to stocks and stuff like this. You are so incredibly naive if you listen to these people.
Stocks. Let's talk stocks. Okay. Uh-huh. We're at record after record after record in stocks, the S&P 500, you know, the NASDAQ and the Dow. Okay. Does anybody look around out there and believe that the economy is going gangbusters? Just look around at the strip malls. We are collapsing from an economic standpoint. And the real deal is this jobs report that came out, they had projected it to be like 750,000. I don't have the exact number in front of me.
Yeah, it was close to about 750,000, and instead it came in at 250,000. And the other thing that they're not tying in and reporting to that is the 10 million unemployed.
Yeah, because the unemployment numbers, week after week after week, you know, are abysmal.
There's literally jobs everywhere on every street. There's signs in the windows that we need people to work. We got businesses. There was a local article talking about how Danburger was not going to be open all the time anymore because they can't get employees there. I mean, this is what we're seeing across the board right now and across the nation. And when the unemployment ends and all these businesses are closed and there's no jobs to go back to, it's going to be guaranteed income for all of these people. And the Republicans
are going
to roll over and go along with it.
And the answer is to get more big government, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that they are leaving left on the table. Make it so bad that the only option is to do what they've been trying to do, which is the socialist, fascist nature of what they're doing.
Yeah. And anybody who doesn't agree with them is some kind of a phobe.
Do me a favor. If you think that the economy is not bad right now, go and find me an Xbox Series X or a PS5 or a graphics card and tell me where you can buy any of those. Things that are standard things that anybody wants on a standard basis growing up as a younger person.
Go to the grocery store. The shelves are getting, you know, more bare and more bare. There's less on them and less on them as time goes by. You're starting to see more shortages, and it's going to get nothing but worse. And
when I'm talking about chips specifically, the things that we need to run our daily lives. I mean, these are just simple examples.
You're
of
talking about
you
computer chips. I'm talking about potato chips. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, I mean, you know,
it absolutely is.
Absolutely, because the powers that be that are sinking the economy with their smoke and mirrors bullcrap. You know, it's like, can you seriously watch Joe Biden doddering? He's a doddering old fool walking around the White House. He doesn't even know where he's supposed to go. They have to direct him into a doorway about half the time. That's the president, and you think that he's running this show?
Mm-hmm.
And when you put all this together, you don't see that there's like a real problem here?
Well, and of course, the feds won't do anything about what goes on in Portland, about burning the buildings down, unless it's their buildings, the government buildings.
Oh, but the insurrection, they're the most dangerous thing in the world, because they shot one insurrection person and nobody else had any guns and nobody else really got hurt.
Oh, of course. But we have to remember the fake narrative that they ended up saying about how the officers were brutally beaten and this guy died from a fire extinguisher attack that was all
except
bogus.
That he didn't, and it came back and said he had died from a heart attack.
But the feds, of course, they don't have time to go after anybody over there in Portland or otherwise, but apparently they have time to investigate McDonald's broken ice cream machines.
Well, that's because without those, where's Joe going to get his brain freeze from? Oh, I'm sorry, he can't do brain freezes.
September 4th, McDonald's franchise owners want the government to find out why the McFlurry machines never work. Social media has long ridiculed the burger chain for being unable to serve the popular ice cream dessert. I wish I was making a lot of these articles up. I wish I was. I wish we didn't have poop patrols in San Francisco. I wish we weren't paying criminals not to shoot people.
Or paying to make, you know, do studies. I mean, they used to do studies, you know, these government money wasters, like the guys here locally, you know, we went from a $300 million budget to a $600 million budget in 10 years with only an increase of population of 10,000. How do you do that? Because they spend it on everything. I've seen studies of tricycles. Why do they fall over? After this big study of a couple million dollars, they determined that because they corner too sharply. They did tree toads, sex lives of tree toads in the Amazon. I mean, they're spending our money because it's about control.
Well, and a lot of this, too, to that end, you have the infrastructure bill, and they come out and they say, no, we don't have a provision in there to actually make it to where we tax you based upon the mileage that you drive. We just have... The infrastructure bill, we have a study to see whether or not it's possible. All right, so of course you're going to come back with a study that says it's completely possible, and they've already been saying that it's probably going to be close to about 41 cents per mile, so good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, the real deal is this keeps going until enough of the people stand up and say, we're not doing it. We're not going to let you indoctrinate our kids. We're not going to keep sending you tax money. We're not going to follow your rules. We're not going to comply with anything that you dictate until you start following the rules, which is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You know, you start operating under the consent of the governed, not your bogus crap because you've been stealing elections for who knows how long. You know, Dominion machines, ballot stuffing. Now we got stuff going on that I've heard, and I haven't seen the proof yet, of them stuffing the ballots. I think it was in Pennsylvania. They got them on videotape.
Yeah,
I mean,
like 240 of them, and they were doing like 24 boxes per person. And they were stuffing.
No cheating here.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they want to make it so you can print your ballots out of a computer in California because they want to make it easier. And if you get an ID, oh, that's racism, even though you need an ID and a vaccine card to go to the show.
Well, and to that end, I want to tell everybody right now, get out there and share with your friends, share with your neighbors about the recall, get yes on the recall.
Yes.
Right now, Larry Elder is leading in that. All we got to do is get Larry Elder in and get yes on the recall, and the next thing you know, we're going to have a Republican that's actually in charge of this state, and he's ready to start getting a lot of these bills struck
not
down.
Only that, he can get rid of Dianne Feinstein and appoint a Republican into that state Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be huge. This could be the big turnaround. So consolidate.
This could be an act of God level turnaround.
Absolutely. Yeah. So everybody needs, in my opinion, I've been on the fence a little bit about what's going on, but you got to be Elder. You know, Elder's the one that's way ahead in the polls, and you got to go with Elder just to throw a monkey wrench into the machine. No matter who you think is better, you've got to vote and get Elder in there just to get a Republican in there and get him out.
Well, and I think he's a great choice. We don't align completely 100%, but you know what? Right now,
I'm not going to align completely with anybody 100%.
I don't align with Gavin Newsom at all, pretty much.
I don't align with you 100%.
You know what? Heck with you.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting.
I guess we have
a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Well, very good morning to all of you. I cannot wait until the podcast begins to start tracking you with a format without the troll, haters, and distractions of we know who. I would like to check in on the News Cafe. The latest thing is called Food for Thought, Unhinged Carlos Reveals Pandora's Box of Rage and Stability. You know what that is, Miss Donnie? That's being confronted and challenged for the ongoing, long-standing stalking, harassment, and abuse that you dish out, which is not covering both sides at all. He was pretty clear. I was there. I was standing next to her at that last meeting when it was just Patrick Jones. It was not a Board of Supervisors meeting whatsoever. It was a vast amount of health medical people that walk from downtown Promenade, and this was back on August 17th, and we know that there's a Board of Supervisor meeting that has to happen by, I believe it's September 21st, is what I wrote down. I've never missed one of these meetings. They want it at 4 p.m. Why is it on the 21st? Because on the 30th is the end of the timeline, the deadline, for these medical people to understand if they're going to be coerced, forced to take this faulty, fake vaccine, or they quit or whatever. So, no, it is not next month. It is, according to my notes, on September 21st, which is a Tuesday. It is at 4 p.m., so no, it's not going to be convenient for people to come after work. So that said, I want to add that in this article that Johnny wrote with whomever, Nathan Eugene Pinckney, this person that's calling himself a comic, a satirist or whatever, I'm hearing back and forth reports that YouTube dropped him or banned him, or that the Facebook account did something similar. I don't know. I'm not on social media. All I can say is if he stepped in it, he did, and he has been for the longest time. I've been a target, so are 9, 10 other people, ongoing harassment and targeting by this individual. So just saying, Donnie, when you call me pretend press, we're not press. We're independent citizen journalists. Anybody, repeat, anybody can be a citizen journalist. You just show up, pen and paper, a camera, your cell phone, an iPhone, whatever you want to do, start capturing it. So, Donnie, you need to just calm down. We're not a threat. We're just reporting what we see, hear, and observe. So if your little name-calling and your slights, your digs, your barbs, it's not going anywhere, Donnie. So please just realize you cannot tell us that we're trying to compete with your couple years in journalism school.
Okay, Laurie. Got it, Laurie.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'll see you off the Board of Supervisors. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
And it is Tuesday, September 21st, according to the website.
I only have two things to say about the person that she was talking about, who I refuse to say her name and mention anything. But here's what I think.
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
And this. Here's the other thing I have to say.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just saying.
Well, and the narrative is already lost for these people. Yep. I mean, when you go through, I've got polls right here. Rasmussen Report poll Wednesday found 52% of likely voters say the president should resign over the handling of Afghanistan. A Political Morning Consult poll found 62% of Americans say that the country has gotten off track under Biden. The USA Today, Suffolk University poll say late last month they gave Biden an overall 41% approval rating. And in mid-August, almost 70% of the respondents to the Telfarger Group poll disapprove of his handling of Afghanistan, which was before the suicide bombing. The impact will reach Real Clear Politics polling average. This month.
Say Biden once again. Say Biden.
I'm good. Biden. Biden was just an average of 2.8 points under the water in his overall favorability rating, 49.2% unfavorable and 46.4% favorable. Biden's job approval rating on Real Clear Politics before this weekend, 4.1 points in the way of disapproval, 49.3 versus approval of 45.2. He's done.
Can you say Biden one more time?
Biden.
I mean, it's great that, you know, people are wanting Biden out, but I'm also worried about the fact that Harris might be getting in that case,
well,
too.
Yeah.
You know, that is a scary thought now.
Too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Calamity Harris, good grief.
It's scary, but you know what? People need to see what they voted for. Because as far as I'm concerned, the people that voted for Biden right now, the Afghani's blood is on your hands. Our American citizens who were over there's blood is on your hands. Our
now
people...
Those people basically murdered these people.
Yep, and this was completely a logical conclusion. And Harris is just as bad, if not worse.
There could be more at stake for losing in the next election than we might realize. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we should have the results of the audit on the last election. And maybe that, you know, because there's a lot more going on and a lot more coming out about that. Now, do they walk it back? Or
you can't talk about the...
So that would get rid of what's her name? I have a hard time saying her name correctly because I want to say
Calamity.
I don't actually think it would, based upon the things that I've seen. I think that they would end up remaining in office, but you'd have a lot of pissed off Americans once they ended up seeing the truth. And the one good thing that we see coming out of this is Harris is set to campaign for Governor Newsom ahead of a recall election. So, I mean.
Yeah, Joe's supposed to come out as well. I mean.
That's probably going to help us a lot, actually.
Yeah, I mean, Biden campaigning for Gavin Mussolini.
You're having too much fun over there, dude.
I don't know how he's going to do
that. Somebody take his button away.
I'm going to mute that thing.
Joe couldn't even campaign for himself, let alone anybody else.
And Millie, that dude who is in charge of the whole military operation over there, that dude needs to be fired or resign immediately. So he comes out and says, what you saw unfold with Afghanistan evacuation was one of the plans. There was an extensive amount of planning in this. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm pretty sure my kindergartner could have figured out a better plan in order to get people out.
Do you want to know my favorite ice cream flavor yet?
Pistachio?
Nope. Cherry Garcia. Just saying.
Too much information.
What? Okay.
So I've got two quick things.
All right.
The European Union to reestablish a diplomatic presence in Taliban-run Afghanistan. And then also I've got one here from Al Jazeera. As of the 3rd, 2 days ago, Afghanistan, Taliban to rely on Chinese funds, spokesperson says. The Taliban spokesperson, I'm not trying even to pronounce that name, has told the Italian newspaper that the group will rely primarily on financing from China following the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan and its takeover of the country. In his interview published by La Repubblica on Thursday.
Wahoo!
They said the Taliban would fight for the economic comeback with the help of China. So now we've got China funding the Taliban after we just gave the Taliban a whole bunch of weapons. Yay! Good job, Millie.
Did we ever find that Mountaintop Media?
I did. I posted it on Facebook and in the chat room, actually.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yep.
In the chat room you posted it?
Yep, I did. And the biggest thing people have to remember when you put that in is the backslash and then the hashtag at the end.
All
right. Otherwise, if you don't do that, you usually end up with a company out of Kentucky, and that is the incorrect one.
Okay, I'm gonna save this on my bookmarks, and then I'll repost it as well.
Yeah,
but
I did post it on there, and so you can go there. But again, make sure you get the hashtag, especially at the end. Otherwise, no good.
Do we want to mention the local thing on the Cascade Theater?
Go ahead.
I think they just put themselves out of business.
Actually have to show your card.
Your vaccination card. Travis, when was it that it ended up? When are they starting to do that as far as vaccination cards?
September 1st.
September 1st. So on September 1st, it's already started. Now you have to show a vaccine card in order to perform, go in, do anything else there. And on that note, I want to mention a story from September 4th. Florida diner that forbids Biden supporters becomes so popular it runs out of food. A diner in DeBary, Florida, became popular overnight amongst residents after announcing they would no longer serve Biden supporters. They sold out of food the same day and temporarily closed. So I just want to say to Cascade Theater, you're screwed.
What they don't get is, especially in this area, I mean, okay, I can see San Francisco someplace.
Maybe,
but there's like overwhelmingly more conservatives up here in the North State than there are, despite rumors to the contrary, these leftist bomb thrower Marxist Democrats. And so, you know, the real deal is that, you know, you're canceling yourself, you idiots.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still have a First Amendment right. I hate to tell you guys. I still do.
Hey, should we go out? We didn't play Amphetamine Annie, did we? Maybe we should go out with that. I think we're about to the end of the show. Go ahead and play Amphetamine Annie. You know, that's in the end of
Saturday night. Hey, what's the matter for you?
I'm not set up for that. I'll get you next week.
Okay, okay. Get us next week. Yeah, well, that's not
I
bad.
I got two quick good things that are coming out right now. Texas now free to concealed carry guns without getting a permit, and we also have the heartbeat abortion law that went into effect. So that basically is awesome news coming out of there, and it'll be interesting to see all of their crime go down.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, is not equance, is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant of fearful.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5. See y'all next week or tomorrow on our podcast.
Yep.
All gun control is racist. And recall Gavin Newsom. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.